isn't. But don't mind writing inside most of the things I've seen and over to you, admin.
On the overpayment on the leases, I mentioned that one of the outcomes By the way, this is some of those cases where when I go to Pogodro, a team, and I say, we have with the national treasury, what do I do here? What do we do here? Is the criminality involved? Again, this is one of the cases that they would find very difficult to prove overcharging against this service provider. Because this service provider went along and whatever he did, he was done with the authority of the HOD and the car. So in terms of HOD, or in terms of this case, every action emanating from this service provider is an action condoned by the HOD of the department. It is one of the 9 cases that are also sent to the DBSA to pursue against the former official. The project manager of the is on charge of fraud, mentioned in my presentation, but the project manager whose modus operandi is to extort their own from a winning bidder, the discovery as a being about which he committee member. He's running a cartel, which is proposed together with his spouse or wife, where they own a multitude of companies, where winning bidders or proposed bidders channel business towards their own company. So typically, what we say is, okay, you've got the tenor, I want to or instruct you to channel the electricity sub. Subcontract electricity components in my company, or I will not pay your input, or I'll make sure that your input is paying something to that extent. But I think this case is now before the court. The next set of cases are the cases emanating from the FIU proclamation. I mentioned that previously, in my other report, I mentioned that we've referred about 3 files of more than 40 cases. Of project management on absolutely wrong in terms of quality, the cost, and time on projects. FIU have come back to us and they said, I'm sorry, the cases that you sent us on all under the proclamation must have to deal only with 10, 11 age issues, and hence the list of the cases that you find are now being dealt with by the FIU. The new cases referred to by the intervention team, and I mentioned the cases of the overcharging on the ECs. I mentioned the cases of officials who were involved in the Kokuko debacle. Of course, I also mentioned the various other cases that were cited in another posted in our report on our performance management on the project. And our teams on project management, as I mentioned, quality, cost, and time. The other part of the report that when I go through the report, I pick up that link I omitted from my presentation refers to the support that is provided by the National Department of Public Works in response to a scope recommendation coming from the ALAC meeting. I didn't raise the issue of the report because I thought that it would be in line with the decision that was taken yesterday that we would not repeat our responses to the court recommendation. So after this, I left that one out. I think confusing, apologizing for that position on my part. To the members of the reach, we mentioned that in the IGMS, we are in charge of infrastructure and we expressly exclude roads and transport. So roads will fall under the Department of Transport and they will deal with the issue of the roads as they remember. And for the potentiality of the report, I think I can remember for the commission on our part, but never an intention to dismiss the report confidential. I think that the nature of the report has the right to committee of this nature, and we keep them confidential, I think, among just to make sure that they don't get distributed before the committee gets designed, but it was never the intention for the committee not to exercise any override on the report. I've mentioned about the security company. The issue of the finalization of the structure on the 8th of July, remember this, why do we have the 8th of July? I mentioned further in my presentation that we did make other deadlines because we have to prioritize the issue of conservation. We did not want to move away, run away from the structure, meet the deadline, not have it discussed with the stakeholders affected the most by the issue of the structure. Again, it was an error and has been copied from an older report on the 10th of July. The proposed new date is now the 10th of October, as I mentioned in my presentation. Remember, this is how the formulation of the organizational structure came about. It was done based on from the Mishnah in line principle. The result of the organization of Mishnah is the acceptance that was done by the GPSA, as well as that is a new requirement imposed on the Department of Urban Work by the proclamation of the Expo of the Bobo on the implementation of infrastructure development management systems. So that was informed the fact that over from core business of the Department of Urban Work. Member raised the issue of 500 million rent, whether the Department of Public Works is affected by that. There was no open expenditure or unauthorized expenditure in the Department of Public Works. So the Department of Public Works is not affected by 500 million rent, if that is what the member is expecting. Accommodation, people who are facing the rate, members or members under 32. We are now at a point where we are visiting these offices that we are renting from the company over here. And what we are doing, we are going there. When we are charging about 100 square meters, we calculate the 100 square meters using the service of the professional. Where we are charging at a certain rate, we confirm that ratio and massively that is determined in a report called the Rewarded Report that determines the rate of the property and how much rental the square meter we charge for the property. That is the way that is being done by the service provider. And as I mentioned, that we anticipate substantial savings from the current 200 million rent as a result of the outcome of this phase of the intervention. So Google Register mentioned that for Google, we pay 15 million rent, the outstanding 10 million rent. We are working with the National Treasury. They agree that they know that this 10 million rent is going to be paid, and we are following up on various misdemeanors on how things that occur that we pay this kind of money and that without the thing that we say we will pay for on the other side. And those are cases presumed against the senior management in the department. One of the cases that has been referred to the GPSA. On the issue of the age finding, 160 to 113, the credit in progress, however, what we're doing now in our age general plan, we target in the areas of movable assets, which is Mr. Gong mentioned also about the scheme issue in the problem. We manage more than 20,000 assets on an Excel spreadsheet. It will cause problems for us. The issue of accruals, those are amounts owing the municipality, and the issue of rental data. We own about 1,900 houses where we collect rental from, and there are issues relating to collection of gas data without the facility. And those are the related areas that they have, which is pretty much remaining unchanged over the years. At least by comparison to the previous year. How are we using capacity? I mentioned that the telecom official attending an associate accounting destination course, which is targeted at the level 3 and level 4, as well as the master targeted course, the PBS, and 10 or 11 of our officials have attended that relevant course. Organizational structure not approved, member raised the issue of concern regarding the non-approval of the organizational structure at this stage. I mentioned and I accept what the member saying that there was a need to focus on the consultation and therefore we missed the deadline of the previous year. I mentioned the issue of the two reports not appearing to be talking one to the other, and I apologize for that omission. The member wanted to know who are the people who do not have the capacity to deliver infrastructure and why do we then have to go to this alternative method of delivery. The diagnostic report, honorable member, picks up this issue of the lack of capacity to deliver infrastructure. And what are we doing about it? We are employing what we think are properly qualified professionals to run the infrastructure delivery and considering the responsibility bestowed on the Department of Public Works by the current investigation. IT, are they good? They called me Aaron, the employable member, but it was a letter delivered to the devil that we established. Our current methods of delivering infrastructure have led the people of Mpopo down. This is demonstrated by poor expenditure on our CapEx, our capacity to spend, demonstrated that even though we have the least money or the second least amount of infrastructure, we are the poorest spender that we need to point to in inability to spend. So I think management, together with the HOG, and with the concurrence of the seminar, we took this decision disturbing project, temporarily measure this power quantity issue over the next 3 years. We are hoping that we'll be taking over on the next on the driver thing is taking the project from the IDC. I think the attitude of the official has changed. I will be honest and say we have to do some right fast. Obviously, there are areas that remain resistant to the change, but in change management, you focus on the people who are responding to the change, and hope that those who do not change will be won over and taken over over time as they see the result of that change. The letter of commitment from the Treasury, we spoke with the Treasury and stated yesterday, just after the meeting, I have got that commitment that the letter will be available to commit on the next stage of that removal of the Register project. Remember, the 8M was supposed to be 8 million headers. I committed that it must have been at the time of the night of our finalizing the report. The best practices from other departments, what can we learn? We continue to want to understand why the percentage is doing better than all of us. Then we figure out that the people that we've appointed, we have structure of about 1,400 people in infrastructure. They've got 400 people that they have in their infrastructure department. And that tells you and gives you that kind of it. We continue to learn from them, including Caltech, and through the MINMEC of the National Department of Public Works, we collaborate extensively with the HOPs, and the MECs are themselves collaborating and looking at ways of improving the infrastructure. Member, and this was the first member who asked that it will be responded to last, wants to know on the history project, is there a report? Yes, there is a report, and I will update that report. What I was reporting on was the progress at the stage which I had received the report. Will IDG ensure that the money is spent and is improved in the spend? That is the case of the IDG. It must translate into spend, it must translate into sport training, and once you see this is going up, not just the transfer of money that is shown as they spend on our side, but there's nothing happening on the other side. That's a very clear design and more new between the agency, our agency, and the other agencies, as well as the issues of the respective departments. IDG capacity issues, yes, I mentioned the honorable member that in order to mitigate our risks with the capacity issues of IDG, we manage them. I mentioned that the various government structures kick up from our own MOU with the IDG. So we are managing the delivery of IDG very closely. We're working with the head office, we're not working with the regional office. The CEO is a telephone call away from both myself and the HOT. I'm talking the CEO of the IDG. To alleviate any area that may slow down the problem. Client partners capacity, there is an agreement between ourselves and the client partners that until they can employ or gain this capacity for them to play, we will always and will continue chasing our things in terms of infrastructure delivery, missing the deadlines, having projects brought to us, and we have been compelled to use this process in record time, whereas we've got our own capacity issues. It's incumbent on our first department, together with those client departments, to ensure that this capacity is built. The health administrator mentioned yesterday that she made a very futile attempt to address this exact capacity that we are referring to. I know similarly with the education administrator, various attempts to appoint, so there is a will to attract that capacity to play. I think I have addressed all the questions that I have. You have better thinking issues, please.
Okay. Any addition? Thank you, gentlemen. Let me add on the issue my colleague also is on to get that I feel I need to inform my the committee. The first one is that what is the exit strategy? It will be something that is described by you, but I think my colleague will confirm it. Because in the first day that we started working together, one of the this work SAP is leading tomorrow. Irrespective whether there are things that we might not be agreeing on or things that we have a different approach to upon, but the fact remains is that we need to work in that approach. And what we did was to make sure that everything that we are reporting here today is generated by the departmental staff. The administrator, together with the state administrator's role, to ensure that to quality check and ensure that the things are done according to the terms of reference and the plan that they actually introduced during the diagnosis. So, while they might not be necessarily what we call a blueprint of the exit strategy, but our approach has been in a manner that they will move together. And not necessarily myself as the HOD, because I also only have a healthcare contract. So the sustainability in terms of the layer and the department that's likely to remain for a long time is what we focus on. Some of my colleagues maybe know better than me on some of the infrastructure projects. So that's what we'll be doing. But the other thing that was reflected are the three things. One is that if we can manage to put all the infrastructure and ultimately be able to fill the 7-Eleven or the coast, because there are strategic positions that will then help us to attract more high-skilled people who can come and add that value to what we want to achieve. That will also be helpful. The other thing is the one that has been reflected by the chief administrator, because we are an infrastructure department, that part of sustainability beyond intervention is to ensure that we bridge the skills gap by finding the project management unit that can stay in the department when we are in the process of affecting technical skills. Honorable members, let me also reflect on the item that the actual attracted more attention and members of others that were not reflecting it on the phone. And that will go together with the question which was asked on the suspended statement of the
in the department, there is only one chairman who is
before we continue, one of the members, there is a thing which I have noticed here. In the morning, this house was full. I fully agree with the members. We know exactly that we are small in numbers in terms of our line function. But with other people that are confused, particularly with staff, and as well as some members who are accompanying you. Right, I know that education is maybe gone, but I'm a bit concerned. I don't know what is the problem. So, it's disturbing, because if you are having a problem, some person from the staff must be immediately next to you, helping you. Take note of these chairpersons. Because when you raise this in Parliament, that's how people they feel. They know that it's true. You are not here for children, this is not children. Those who are from different provinces, who are not here for children. Table mountains, etc. We don't want to embarrass our people because we can. We can do all this to have them account for how many people in the project we get. People must undermine us here. We are still a select committee, we are still capable of our duty in terms of our life, actually, in terms of PMP and also PMA and also our constitution. So, on the content, this is a big, that's not your mistake. You want the right check, but I don't know where to start. I don't know where they are. This is a harassment. But they must at least ask them, who's responsible to assist us? My son served as the chairperson of both evening and microprovided this time. People must not undermine us. We use these checks. People must never make a problem mistake undermine us. Over to you, Ms. Herman. If that mind doesn't my come and take this one, so long.
Honorable Chairperson, thank you very much. There is only one official I'm going to discuss, as I have already decided on the report, page 57.1.4. And then it's one of the nine officials that have been charged. That one has been suspended. The other eight officials are still in the department. They have not been suspended simply because their cases are as follows. The other two SMS members are cases that they were sitting in the bid adjudication committee, and the other three officials were sitting in the bid evaluation committee. These are in relation to security tenants, which, as we're indicating, we are dealing with them together with our colleagues in the PFA. The other three cases, which also involves three SMS members, are simply issues of non-disclosure. And then they've been charged and the PC process is on. So I just wanted to put that to have a picture on the impact of those cases. The issue of the IDT capacity, honorable members, our understanding is that IDT is an alternative, is an agent to the Department of Public Works, and what we are using is an advantage that through IDT we are able to attract even better skills to be able to advance. But what we have done was to do the risk assessment of the IDT model, and what we found was that the key risk is when a partner has done the project to IDT and wait to receive them at the end. So what we have done together with IDT, we have established a core function, the function that we're doing both of us, which is for monitoring the professional service providers who are commonly referred to as engineers. So because that is where the problem is, the principal agents who are doing their work. So we were bringing in our engineers from public works, the engineering resource here, together with the engineers in IDT, we have formed that the coordinating board to monitor the principal agents of all those projects as a risk management. But you will agree with us, one of the members, as Mr. Thomas indicated yesterday, because we are talking about the building environment, we are still going to look alternative evaluations because there are very shortage of skills in terms of that. There was a question on performance management, whether we've been taking board. But I want to indicate that even when we put an administration, public works was one that made the only department in the DGCF confirmed, which did not pay performance bonus to everyone. Because I had an advantage that I was still in my life, that we can't pay 100% performance tax bonus when we did not perform 100% as a department. And then we were in that process, and we've been asking each other together with the intervention team in order to find the better mechanism to improve on the performance management. And we're doing that almost every quarter to review on the lessons learned and then add the items on the performance instruments and also make certain recommendations in terms of performance reviews more. Even in the last financial year, in the process of paying the bonus and so on, we had to go through two phases. Because we went through the first phase, which was a bit radical, and the unions bargained and so on until we avoided the labor unrest and then also still paid the limited, but it was not everyone. It was those who complied and also those who bought the score. So it's not only a quality check. We are trying to manage it. The last one that I want to reflect is the issue of the, just to add on the issue of the attitude of the staff. The other thing that we're doing through the turnaround plan of the MEC is to make sure that is to engage with the DPS. They have already had two engagements with them to use their office. They have developed a tool of change management, and we are in the process together with the director in that office. I just forgot the name of the colleague. that we are going to adopt that, and then together with them, we'll be facilitating that change management process, because we understand it's not necessarily because of the only the hard truth, because it's checked, and naturally it demands that you need a professional intervention to manage the emotion. Thank you.
Therefore, thank you very much to the testimony.
Commission as well as the Health Ministry for allowing the staff to return as when we requested, because all of us, we need an application solution to that challenge. But please continue to appeal to any of us, don't personalize as if maybe the government is guilty, whatever. They can have any problems. This is us eating, even with him, whereas with the Nassau Parliament. You can be in the opposition party, you can be a ruling party. If the things affect the government, you are also affected. Us are affected. But nevertheless, there is a light in the channel, I don't want to summarize it because the number of chairs is going to help me to summarize it. But nevertheless, let's go to the next, which is the briefing by the administrator for the Department of Roads and Transport on progress, mainly with regard to the issue. Is the party to conduct, are they ready? Ready. Is the one also some of the responsible people around you around here? Is your MD around? Anybody around? Okay. Over to you, please.
What are the issues and how we are progressing?
And let us wait for what is concluding remarks, which is in themselves about our plans for the next month. And if you like the end of this process or end of this plan. And I'm operating with that one, that comes to those things. Chairperson, tell us that the matter, what we can report is that we have done commendable and very good progress in the implementation of Section 101B, particularly in the Department of Roads and Transport. We have still a department, we are very much satisfied that in the department we have achieved our goals. There is some work that still needs to happen and be done at the run, at both of our car, and we will explain the issues that are pending in the those two areas. I think that we are in the final phase. We've already handed over some of the functions that we were doing to the department, particularly the issues of processing invoices and effective payment. We are just therefore there monitoring how it is done in terms of how we are approaching in terms of the officials in the supply chain unit. I normally present this slide because it guides us in terms of how we are focusing on the work that we are doing. We started with a diagnosis. We are done with the diagnosis as a state reporter, all of us across the convention team. But that is that diagnosis that has the issues that were raised in the convention. For the internet, but all the issues that we found in terms of status quo as we arrived at the early month of the incarnation. We then developed a turnaround plan to align the government and implemented it. That is what this department is doing about the recovery programs. And those are all of those programs and projects. And that therefore we need to be taken on in terms of our own performance. And I can confidently say that we are seeing some witness of the human humanity and lack of place as the big mandate of us. And we therefore can say the same. We are at the top. There was an analogy about the prison. I don't know whether I can say that we are already creating the wheelchair that would like to be with the wheelchair without the patient today. And as I have indicated, that is where we are. But as was indicated yesterday and everything, all I can show is flow of what we found and what we have done. We have prepared the table as it's displayed on the screen deck. The first column is the rationale for the intervention. There are the issues that were raised by cabinet and having made from the agency report on the professor. And then we did the diagnosis and then the issues around what is the strategy in terms of the turnaround. Oversight to our agencies, we had initiated a turnaround of the financial management in the past. And we had already advertised as well key positions, including that of the board. Well, the committee was at the board of the as well, but the board is still being demanded. As more members resigned, and the government is only about 2 out of 7. Therefore, that is dysfunctional. We had cleared the issues around over commitment at both departments and mainly also at FAS. And the issue around the regulator award, we have researched a number of issues to the investigation, but we have also started additional controls. We have reconstituted these committees, we have issued the new delegation, and then we have sort of segregated some of the questions to the supply chain. But as the entire part, I'm sure that the supply chain unit can still be able to deal with the issues that we found. And there was an issue around the check that comes.
We have not only started the issues of African tech, but even tech issues tech are being limited. We now rely on electronic transfer, also like the iPhone 12 in tech. There was also an issue of an qualified opinion or advisement for 10-11. We had a lot about those five issues that we brought to them, all of them. The issues like this should be accepted within an exercise and a cover plan. We received also a few procedures with the certification by Mr. Tom. I want to say the father left with only about 4 issues out of the 25. But he said everything else was done at 10-11 times. But we also are very proud to indicate that we moved from a qualified audit to an unqualified audit for the department. The agency has this certification qualified, and then we are waiting for the round report, which our indicators could come out a little bit well. The issues around the task management, in terms of our government, the records have been improved. But as a situation, but generally, there is this issue of missing information. And what we are doing at that time was able to recreate the majority of the background departments. We, the general control, will produce audits across most of the departments around that time. I will indicate in terms of the number that I will go on. Again, just more clear elaboration of the progress that we have made. I've talked about the turnaround test, which right time is 400 on the key areas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 areas, on the personal realignment, the value, profitability, the financial management, contract management, profit proposal, cost containment. The current situation in the department is centralized. We have not overspent for transportation. We have, however, understand which money is one of the terms of trade. We have the budget and all over for that money because that is the earmarked money for infrastructure. We would like to put to the record that trade is not so key to return the money. However, that money has been committed and it is infrastructure money. So if other areas to make sure that we get that money back, because we now have to develop a plan. And one requested by the MCOP in our time, that the ATP returns, we come up with a turnaround plan for the infrastructure rollout. Cost containment, since the requirement of time, we have been at 95, but I think the issues are not running current, but in our plan. 1995, I will explain earlier on. And then the applications have gone on the internal control that we have present in the supply chain unit. And the issue around the alignment of the biodiversity of the smart cell and ADP and also the revised ADP, that is therefore the component of functional plan, has been now concluded. We have an official that we have sent with Mulata Nusemba come from the Department of Transport. We had to the one the question to return back to the department. So she is there as the MLC CEO until the permanent CEO is appointed. We had worked together with the officials of the Education Department to advertise the position of CEO, CFO, legal manager, internal audit, executive manager, engineering and relations manager, and corporate. When I retired, those were just as far as the organization there. We have reviewed 11 financial management policies, that is policies as well. 14 policies that can have not only been reviewed but amended and signed and approved. And then the CEO of our has been supported in various work after a very lengthy suspension. And then the contract management department is improving. And then we had issues around the government protection report. Everything that was there for supposed designed by the department at Kingston, including disciplinary issues, including blacklisting of all points, including the reconciliation of the amount. The issues that are left are the issues around one litigation, and then also the issues that are for the agencies outside of the department, including the state department. I remember that the last day this was happening, and I'm horrified of the response of the department. The state development plan is so complicated and done. That the next bullet in terms of question-related investigation. This was a statement before the update by the ACTT. And I would thank the narrative of the committee to them for this portion of the special report that was presented by the ACTT. For example, I did qualify cases their system because it will come according to them. They are now at the SAT, not file, but also they have included the cases that were not the result of the intervention. The Ramadan Trust case, the outpost case was not the result of the intervention, but I think in totality, an effort is to be included. We can also report that out of the principal, the virus was a good old teaching contract. Some of the decisions were drawn by the prosecution officers. We never support the principal virus now. We have with two officials, but one is now former official because she has a test system and therefore the tariffs of the public. We have also the issue around the former CEO of FAL and the official at FAL and the service provider. This is in relation to the Mankind Bridge. That is the bridge that we were asked about from yesterday. But we'll give you the response in terms of whether the Mankind Bridge or not the bridge, we'll deal with the question later on. The many cases of conflict of interest is one reported yesterday. They have been investigated, 27 were found not to have transgressed any law and therefore withdrawn. We are left with three, which have required another investigation. And we will be guided by the NIU, where the president and the official there has agreed to ask about the way to draw. Alright, this is the level of the responses. And some of these issues can assist themselves because it's their problem. So this is the resident problem. So I'll go with enough people so that we don't waste the community time. And then we had, in terms of recommendations from the council board, three issues that were applied to close the transport. But we have failed to deal with transversal issues because they also apply to close the transport. I reported that we are in a very much lower position in terms of cases. We have not overspent last year. We do not need to overspend this year. The finances are fairly healthy. We are paying each and every invoice, and we try by all means to pay on time. We have not made a single payment right in the 32 months that we have been there. So we always need an encouragement of ours in terms of the transport thing to the time and have not processed the payment on time. That is the 95-day compliance that the 60-day compliance that I was talking about the process of the challenges of the agency. The most important measure applied throughout the process, and changes the direction to us by the general treasurer, has resulted in a saving of 11.6 million and 47 of our machinery equipment. This is what was the saving of 11.6 million and an unprecedented equipment for the center. And in total, we have saved about 49 million pounds. Revenue in the crisis, we still remain the fast growth of fast growth, the major contributor to the revenue. We have exceeded the projection of last year.
That we have for not only the project to the
but it is the governmental one which is available and implemented also by the president and the RAB. And RAB is being supported with 50 million by slowly generating 6 million indicators that with the new MEC in place, we have now what has been said for the most part for a limited period to see through the restructuring and CAD. But also the investigation whether CAD should continue in this current form or not. The general view is that you can still find another mechanism other than the agency to manage the assessment and on. But the large thing there will never be charged with the responsibility to finalize this matter. And at the same time, the department, the process is machine and okay. I'm actually still doing the same in terms of art, comparison and having the full support of the department, led by the HOT. And actually, the majority of the practice of the work that we are doing in the department is now being done by the departmental officials. And we are just we also have an intention, agencies to move the entire team to run, to go on and do the same with the main one to make it over the board of the department. The department has been very, very, very speed. We should facilitate what is done on CAL and support what we have done, and we should continue to support the CAL and what is done, and that is the position of the CEO of CAL. And that might expect now. We have investigated the issues around who can be held responsible for the next disaster. The issue there were almost all of them legal from the legal nature, if I may use the term. The thing was suspended by the court that was disaster resolved. Now there was therefore no going to test the CEO if ever it was necessary for that year. And then we could not get in a new board because the board was contesting their dissolution. The legal opinions that we could do, the last part, the final one, coming again because in cases that the board was regularly dissolved. What we said that if we appointed a board area, which is a legal board, and then when therefore this matter, if we would therefore went to fail the recommendations of the legal opinion, we were never supposed to replace the board, but the term of the board had expired, hence the new arrangement to get the board for the interim period while the issues cannot be finalized, you have to finalize. Come, honorable chairperson, out of this investigation, like in this time, we will, for obvious reasons, therefore, get a board on a normal term and go on with CAL. However, we would amend from what we had of that and therefore come up with a CAL. That's the same time, Council should come up with a specific plan 3 months after the adoption. I think we have to send it 2 weeks after we got the request to submit. And I'm sure it's something that the committee has decided on. The number of ways is an articulation of our plan to that gradual takeover has already started. That's the argument that says we did the 6 months to work on our assets. And then we are very much sure that the department will finish much easier, I mean much easier. Because the issues have largely been about. But also, what needs to happen, therefore, what this key position is for our issues is the same agency. The lower level position will be filled very soon before it is over. The CEO, CFO, those are the ones that can wait. We have to wait for the new board. And we plan to have the new board before the end of the year. It's a lab. Finalize an appropriate model to deliver all the infrastructure. This is the model that has been promising everybody about. Unfortunately, our procurement process is taken up by M4. But we believe that, again, to say the necessary one, this will be resolved. But also prosecute all outstanding DC cases. Apart from what we have reported in terms of the applications of the year, there are also, we are therefore receiving reports from the law enforcement agencies. All these are critical. Either have been closed, or would not have a criminal case for us to proceed with the disciplinary action. We try to give the report of the potholes breaching, and we also receive other, both for the transplant and run. There are a number of cases that we are considering managing as car, including that of the financial manager there. Developer monitoring and we show that the top of intervention is basically that is what we are in that mode. And then those are the report that is true to the fact. But this is basically not only for the province but also for us as the national department. In terms of us having to be if you like combat ready to then be at least someone else and we will know better can be able to have very little if any people problem than those that we have encountered in the formal check. Conversely, once we get the issues around the handing over process, we have already started, we are in that mode. The government has stabilized, we can move with the body-cutting measures and mechanism in place, but not necessarily a big to-do list. But we still have a to-do list in terms of putting the systems in place and address 18 problems and everything else associated with those. And the environment and car, and be prepared to be in a position to head over to the airport once it is put in place and adjudicated before the end of the year. We can safely say, without fear or favor on our testimony, that the cooperation from the department and the support we got from the staff, led by the AOT, what is it, the new AOT, has been unbelievable. And I think it is the evidence that can keep us in the problem in the warm water and support that we are receiving in that area. We do quarrel in terms of work, but we try to convert it and write very well. We have indicated that the challenges of the agencies still need to be looked at, and that is the matter of keeping us busy these days. We have when we stabilize the management, we won't have the team to us. But the main three members are also the able to join the alarm. And that is that is our once and for all. Chair, that is the story of road transport including RAL and GAL. And our recommendation is that the committee knows the progress we need to start. That's all.
Honourable members, as well as the House. Procedurally, in other departments, there were so lucky because the ministries were there to support the chief.
Yes. I forgot I mentioned to the team. The MEC has apologized because it is not that well.
I realize that this must actually be the second
Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Member Tikia.
Thank you, Honourable Member.
4.11. Carson got an unqualified bullet to pick him, while Ralph and Galt were calling on. In this way, Ralph's bullet opinion is still outstanding. How does that possible? Because in the previous sentence, you said Ralph got a qualified bullet. I guess that's maybe to make that. That's why I asked then, page 20, which I think is very important. Way forward, develop a monitoring system to ensure sustainability of the individual. That monitoring system, can you give us a more detail about that? Thank you.
The first question is for the maybe let me start with the in some way when you were saying the aspect of flexibility. However, on your way forward, you are not picking up that thing as an issue that has to be addressed. The other one is on the explaining trend 4.1.2. You talk of as of the 30th of September, the expenditure of the department was at 29%. That of RAL at 18%, and that of GAL at 59%. Would you share with us what the department to spend at 29% by September? And what are the implications at the end of the financial year, because to me it's going to be a huge money that is not spent, and the treasury may refuse to roll over also the issue of the service demand. So what are the factors that may be important to spend like this? And then maybe with the RAL, it's because of the key positions not in place. Let's not say too late. Also, what are the factors that could be taken to RAL to say by the second of September they have only spent 15%? Which also may move them to the question of whether the province can give them more money which they can spend. The other one is on the 9.3. there is an issue of the management of procurement processes. But the response is a different response. Exactly. The response says there has never been a change of an administrator for roads since the start of the intervention. The Minister of Transport doesn't approve the meeting. So, one is not sure whether it is implied on the minister approving the delegation, when you say there's an absence of guidelines of procurement processes. To me, I don't mind it. It's like you guys, no. And then you are then saying the instruction of the cabinet is to wind up within 6 months. And on your way forward, on your way forward, you are saying you need to identify things that you need to have done within 3 months. I think it was within on August, so in September 1, October 2, November 3 months, after 6 months. So what I'm asking is that at what percentage are you in your turnaround strategy of addressing the issues that led to the administration at this time? At what percentage are you? Thank you. Oh, on the legislation, after some of the legislation on, you said there is an absence of legislation. But also there is no recommendation or way forward to say there has to be an institution that is supposed to either legislation or social control under other ministries or at the province. But when there is an absence of legislation, then the intervention should be at the government of the
thank you. Thank you, Dr. The person that is making a decision to India, we have a statement that a simple standard that is developed plan has been developed and delivered to Parliament. That was a response issue raised in a certain meeting. But that I sent in the civil committee on and in Parliament is made up of two houses, the National Assembly and the SDOP, and we are seated here as SDOP Select Committee, and we know nothing about the plan that has been developed. I thought maybe you would tell us if you deliver this to SA or to another presentation, but then if it's relevant to SA, the staff assembly, the support to the indicator to make us to understand that it was not because you are telling us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I just want to check first where the vision is when she made an apology on behalf of the industry. Is it in black and white? It's just a verbal. It's a verbal apology. Because normally it must be in black and white. Check. I don't know what to say here. We have to pray that the minister should move out of the bubble, maybe. He's suffering from nostalgia. Wants to go home. I'm just worried that we are trying to correct here. But if you look on the issue of transport systems, and hammering on this truth of God's word. Here in the end, there are senior positions which have not been filled, and you are about to exit. Where will these people go to school? Because I think they should have been here learning the ropes, and when you warm out, there should be that ability. The other one, most of the problems in this part, they had emanated from Gal Valley. And we still want to maintain valid character. We want to come up with a model. And if you check to cases that are with ACTT, they are coming from classroom transport, roads and transport. And we are still saying we still have to maintain valid character. I don't know corrective mechanism that you have put in place will be able to correct the wrongs that were done in those two ages. I'm just also worried when you said the CEO had reinstated. Because some of the problems that emanated from there, they were under his watchful eye. And he's still there. What kind of an improvement are we going to get? There is this, what we call, infrastructure delivery management system. Maybe if you can get details on this, how does it go to function and try to stop or try to improve the management system in that area. The other one is this one, say the Minister of Transport recently approved the additional authority to the provincial NEC for road and transport. Maybe we can get some on that one. And also it is in line with Section 101B, that the delegation could be transferred to the MEC without first affixing the Section 101B.
Fear of pain. But we welcome this without fear of pain. But if you can clarify on page 12, further down, for the person who landed in the nomination, coming for the people who we are now. In the 16th of October, our understanding is that October, when October starts, you must have a sign to say, are you ready? So, you got page 12 and page 15 of the same information. On page 15, also say, you know, the way you are talking about program, you will start the nomination. And the board also of that will be appointed at the end of the year. Master the President is stamped. Because if you say at the end of the year, they think we are going to Christmas. They are going to so-called going to forget that we vote. Some of the people who are supposed to do that will go on leave. Yes, of course they like to see more, but we will find that support of the
they got to go and approach the floor. So that is really as I say, at this point in time, not the end of the day, but maybe if we can be specific, we can go understand what we'll do definitely in the years of all this. And so as we try to do also,
And then you say, other criminal cases are being investigated, okay? You say, financial manager, at time, is on suspension for financial irregularities. And then you say, an executive manager of RAN is also on suspension for performance related matters. I'm reading from what you wrote, which is on handwriting. And then another thing which I will come again. One thing was which is worrying me in terms of risk of failure. You know, you're worried, you're really concerned about sustainability of the games made. And you're really concerned about the capacity type. And the key one is the key one. And the water, this one is the one to be the team. This one of low staff morale. If you can clarify on us, because you see one of the factors is the staff capacity. It's very specific from the statement. When we are trying to rearrange what we have done, what we have done wrong, therefore people decide to delay first, you know, meaning that we can't achieve goals. That means that some people they were benefiting in this institution before. That's why now they're becoming like this. I think you do have a difference when you put it in one point, because it's from a report. I'm worried because I don't know, maybe the elaborate on that, some of the things we shall mention. And then also, you were silent about the infrastructure, the development infrastructure. You focus very on that. But before I come there, see there is something which is coming, may you please start by quiet? I'll call names. You were talking about the issue of RAL and gas. There was a thing which was made by other people about the pump. Why the people have trouble, their pumps. Most of the airport are pumps. So, may you please clarify this one? This one is owned by, at the airport, by Miss I.C. White. So, where is the problem? Because you know, I don't understand. I'm not here to be, because I'm being there. And I'm very much not here to the people that are bringing allegations, like they want to have something tied to get such. And also, I'm a man of the people who can protect. If she can be removed on the wind, she can be killed. That's what I'm going to say, I will change that. But if there are facts, kind of facts, that is something else. Then still are right. It mustn't be that you are literally. And then also about the issue of Quebec, the issue of the infrastructure development. You see, earlier on I hinted in the morning about the issue of the bridges. We know that, and I'm aware, I saw one paper indicating about one bridge in Mambia, which have been rectified. But previously, when we went there, I was studying where we were there, they told us two areas. One area is YYE. And they are playing with that project that more than 100 million was paid already. And they were still demanding more money. The other one I'm about to tell you, maybe you can go to our research and get. They pulled up about 80% which was done, only left with 20%. We said fine. Because nobody else ever used to do this. You tell us and tell us and tell us. At the end, such as that people watching. Just open it. Have an overlook what you are approaching. Unfortunately, the village chemistry which was there, which was following us, when we arrived in those two areas, everyone was gone at the back. They were gone, everyone was gone, except the director or the manager, which was, you know, was in front. He didn't have a place to go back. That was important. Then, when we arrived, we asked him, they would tell us when they reach. Then we started to come back. He showed us this, why, and then we also entertain ourselves again in the park, we take one. Then we went to enter the second place, where supposed to be, we saw a river, where it shows that it's very difficult for the kids to go to school. So, that's why we are bringing this matter to tell us how much have you spent and where was the money from? Because we chose the 100 million was already gone and the white church extra money. And the bridge, I saw it now in my somewhere. The Zippo foot, I mean what is it, do I call it? Foot bridge or traffic road bridge. Because another thing which was raised by poor people today was that it is very difficult to go to the clinic and also to go to school. Just imagine protecting the men who are using swine. Why? Right, you can assist us on that one. So we, I don't want to go in past, and also the last one. That's why I said you require some Russian development. You remember when you went to the school, the teachers were the colleagues. Yes, chairperson. The teachers were. Remember when we were around you, the defensive community, you know, with all your groups, stop and go and back to what you want. In the beginning, we went to one project, which was not clear whether it's going or coming. And we didn't know the time frame of that particular project. I thought that we were going to use this opportunity to bring us up at the level, because outside we were different, we were very broad to say, tell us about the so that to avoid the unnecessary attacks to the Pope authorities. Because these, we saw the act of teachers and then last, if you go to, I forgot to come of the holding was random mines and the line around the school, cross west, it's a good state, the fact that the powers were not there, we were going to ask some questions. Because if the roads, whatever, were crisis. The middle roads, etc., etc. I know why depends on the roads they belong to national. Some they can belong to roads, some they can belong to local government. Empower you, over to you. Not other words, please, to the afflict, over to you.
Chair, I will try and deliver part of the question.
Mama, I will give you an aspect because I indicated to you. Charity depends where the whole will at once supposed to show charity. Over to you, Mama. Last
one. Thank you, Chairperson. On this document, we are seeing the investment was able to realize the savings of $3 billion as a result of all cost containment. The investment in 2012 savings is collected $3 billion and the projected modernity savings is $3 billion. The investment reduced compensation of employees by $3 billion in the MCF. What does this mean? Are we supposed to just
learn
the amount of
funds
or is that
the mistake? Yeah, just in there, but this is with... Just to the honorable members for the question. If I should come to that one, the government that was sent to you by Senator from us, and that was the information, but we wanted to be get an update, take that information. If you look at it, the subordinate information can change the camera. So I have assumed that they would have given you the document that we have updated because we are different to the name. But unfortunately, it does not look like your presentation. And if you look at the presentation, everywhere where the curriculum has, they are now doing that. So it's way for way in terms of the presentation. And that document we will replace it now before we leave here with an updated wage document. This is not our fault. It's a treasury ADR. That it was supposed to not to be, not to be. But I think for the purpose of the general report, we will present a responsibility. We'll send a bank document. And if you look at the presentation, you can kind of see from that standpoint, what is the general form of information? So those missing information is all of it. And I have all of this for that, and I don't know who can tell us about it. The issues around the infrastructure, the bridges and everything else. We're part of the parties of the Russian Nadu, the water people in the government. I've been in particular to came out from yesterday. My remarkable thing is that every application of the committee here, we were presenting all the issues around the intervention. It was the mandate that the intervention team was given. And progress in relation to what the intervention team has done in relation to those mandates. And throughout, we know and are aware that the issues related to the intervention were very financial. That is why there was a lot of policies and activities and things that are done to record. The capability is dominated by large mandates of assets, national assets. But on the problem is that the court has won the ADP and the that is related to the next of infrastructure issues and the whole mandate of the department, RAL, and DAR. So I think that I needed to indicate that why the presentation is consistent and like that, particular from where we started. We had been the point where we were sent by the national countries to go and do in the form today. But the first thing that we are then rectifying those finances in internal control and the management issues. We are not aware of the whole mandate that what those institutions are told in terms of the evaluation. The bridge, the labor is concerned there. The one bridge, so while I mentioned it, I would want to recommend that it be the step one. In Malaysia, when there was no bridge, the people crossed the river to the pipeline. It was a local information. And so there was no bridge. Now, the bridge that has been built there is now what we call the Northern Arrow to the Malaysia Bridge. It is there to complete. It is a bridge used by and the winter expectations of the roads towards the villages, which we have also cut. That is the same bridge that whose contract is now with the owner. In terms of investigation, the regularity of the regularity of the water was the owner. That is the same contract that is attached to the arrest of the former CEO and one official of the judges there are from the corruption, but the issue there is that the mysterious agency was a control system, and the police are suspecting that there was no agency. So that is the fire my broke my candidate. The people who are using the Hawaii by call September is now the same category, which is complete. And has another thing that is the CEO, the former CEO, the official, is with the service provider who's home so. The total amount paid on the bridge of $39 million. However, there is a constantly amount of trust in the same by the service provider, which amount we are not paying because of the and we therefore are looking at how that is going to be done. The second bridge is on the actual side, because on the road just out of the bubble, that was constructed by a company called the bridge is being constructed. The piece of the river is long because the company went under. And the bulk of those projects that are now not in this of what I have called earlier on the infrastructure river acceleration plan. And then the idea is therefore we have already taken the financial of height because we have gone under. We are also therefore mentioned about the whole them on the other side of the wall to cover in. We saw them were affected by something called, which is not called Makai. Those are the area. It's rocky area with white rock. Now, those rocks are contained in a chemical called Makai. That is the road that therefore is that up and is being repaired. We were supposed, including that from the city, the other country of South Africa, that that kind of a situation would not have been detected by any engineer during the life and planning of the road. And therefore, it is not going to be easy to have a motion to pay to the professional provider of that kind of road. But this is one in the hundreds or one in the hundreds cases. And it's only that area where it's that kind of the problem. When it is published, and then create a very stable base. When it dries out, it cracks. That is the reason why I think it's one of the roads that on the children are talking about in that area. Now, I think I've dealt with the issues around the bridges and the road, and the issue, one of the interesting issues around the land and the cardboard, and I want to let them deal with this on all the matters that are related to the land and the cardboard for carbon. Edgar, this is the Gateway Airport Authority in Limited. A guard was created to manage the airport in the province, in particular the Brookwine International Airport. So it was an agency of the department, and I want to therefore indicate that it was not formed because of an enabling legislation by all the other agencies of government. It was a government entity which allowed the government to pass the section 7.1A or 1B. The entity was scheduled in terms of the PSMA as a scheduled 3D company. 3D companies are revenue generating companies. The aim was therefore to run the airport to give revenue from the users and the tenants, and therefore pay for the operation. That is why our argument when we are saying it's the same amount by over 50 million, I think it's 40 this year, and it's generally less than 6 million. And so it does not subscribe to the category B company of PSMA. It is not generating enough funds. Even for a private company, it would have been in terms of the company that technically had a class. It was going to be forced to shut down. Now, it gets money from the system. As a result, that's why the process is slightly different. What we have been putting on the table was evaluating that situation and saying it's not viable. And if we should separate the issue of the agency and the airport, the airport is needed in the market. But it cannot be managed, or we are asking whether it can be managed by an agency based on this reality. We are looking, one of the models that we are looking at is to whether we can get an amazement company which will not cost government in terms of overhead and staff, being crisis units and everything else to deal with the management of the airport. That is that. The issue of legislation is not there, and I don't think there is any sense, therefore, to form a legislation for an agency like CAP based on the experience of the challenges that we have. And I don't think that is much intention. But if you need, still need to manage somehow the affairs of the airport, to be the airport manager, for example. Now, everything was created like that. It has to be a company registered at the time for the one to call now. So it is a registered company, it's a issues around the transfer and test issues. Then it has a board. It was supposed to have a board, it is supposed to have a CEO and a fully fledged structure. The board of cars is supported by the NDC for road transport. When we arrive other elements is I went to 11 and 8 is alpha, and what was there? And what was the symbol is my sense, is there? Oh, if there was, then what was the symbol is the O? But there are other elements of poor management, the parents, especially on the present issue. That was the general. If my sense, what was dissolved by the previous ABC, not the one, because remember we, this is the last year we have done it. Is better than more based on the relationship issues. And then it sees the boundaries of it, it's also a voice for the one who can see the CEO. And this is very important for the wife to play. So the CEO was offended because he could be charged the one was lost. Now when the new board was supposed to be appointed, they all supported those ones contested their dissolution. That is the measure that took a long time to resolve the issue around the ball. By the time we received the final layer of opinion around the affairs of the ball, it was in the 80s March. However, we therefore cannot maximize the board term on anything. So the legal opinion said, reinstate the ball. Because the board of PD can be removed. And like when we were about to replace the board, the board term was ended in March. Now that is the issue around the the issue that we want to return to solve. So we then had no option but to call the CD for pay. Not pronouncing whether it's killed or not killed. By the terms of the Labour Relations Act, that is 25, he was supposed to be charged with the city, that is not ahead. And therefore, the entity, he must have been in this case, right, and right. Among the case that we brought him back, we looked at the charges, it was not brought there by God, but also upon putting around everything else. He may not, he is not any of the wrong way. On the contrary, what we found is that he was removed because he instituted the forensic investigation. Now, the issue around going forward with him, in terms of whether it's right or wrong person to do that, I can only answer that to the extent that I said. But we cannot assign
in April 25.
Yeah. But when I see that, she has already been interviewed by Microsoft Media System and all the things to a number of issues, including the mechanism reach. Haven't you therefore been arrested for the mechanism reach alone? Other cases are still being investigated. So we are in the case processes with her, but she has left. And then, but the trader therefore agreed to investigate an appropriate model to deliver all the in the process. And if that process asks the question, is an agency a correct model to deliver all the consumption, given the challenges that we have in that area? That is the process that I'm saying is underway. It is not finalized. But because that all these are taking too long, we then want the internal mechanism to deal with the issue of the CEO from the Department of Transport National. CEO and CMO, as I'm sure you want to say. We got two officials, one of them is the same, and we want to be here. The other one is there, but we also want the currency CFO. Then we must therefore agree with the business direction as that we need to advertise the position of CEO, CFO, and then two top executive managers position, legal and internal body. So that we redirect our and specialize in like the current area that we have already specified. And then last month, the board, three members from the board resigned, and then because Rather is made up of three members, three of which one comes from government, then Rather had only two independent members, which is of five. So one of them of the two members could not correct, and then could not then perform committees. Hence the issue that the board has therefore seems to be dysfunctional, and therefore dissolved. That's the one more. So it has been recently been resolved because it was the fact that there has never been an issue around the government from Adel. And there is no one now. Board domination is true when we said that there will be a night in October. If I had a sitting here, we had already sent a request to have the agency in the newspaper this weekend. And we are likely to do that today. But if not, the starting from the during the week next week and the weekend next week. The number for nomination will be the newspaper and the closing date is going to go back now. And that's why I said both what could be changed before the end of the year. And the other has already been advertised to stop the mission for any more nomination. The run will be the newspaper this weekend for next weekend. And that will be closed. And that is quite where we think that it will coincide with the election on the appointment of the CEO and the CFO and the two executive managers. We are holding without delay with the CEO of the manager leader, the internal audit manager, and the financial control manager. Those two we are proceeding with them. So that this is around the land and I'm sorry, Chairperson, to thank you so much. I just wanted to attack it once and for all. I will therefore go to some of the issues. We will try to find out the cash amount that we have but I will remove the fee that we will send to you to Hong Kong, that we are now in September. It was around 400. In terms of the cash flow situation. All the top positions I'm talking about, they are all in the management is still to in terms of the kind of that is approved. All the positions are still in the management. CEO, CFO, executive manager, engineering, executive manager, contract is behind the time. I have the case that the executive manager, the people are there, they're not at the time of the applicant. Now the CEO and the CFO of the applicant. I think they've already closed, they have been there at the time. And then the reinstatement of the CEO is also a conclusion that it's in front of the around this issue. The last thing is whether the Chinese, when people say the thing that the classmate is getting we are waiting for the final report of the AEC in order for us to be able to then give another assessment to form part of the turnaround plan for us in particular, but also for that. The issue that I've mentioned, the ability for both institutions are part of what is the turnaround plan for North Korea. I have indicated to that to George and Amanda, in the other class, for June 46, to let them as well and put them as a cap and approve them. And we have finalized the shareholder contract for us. And it's now being considered by those that have to approve it. We will document the turnaround process. It needs to really have a monetary mechanism of how we are going to monitor. Now, we still need to set the department, but also then at the later stage, so that we can do any of those operations in place. Then the case of conflict of interest. I just think that exactly the same as the one that was proposed by the FIU to the SCGC ahead. And this is the thing that I said, president of those instances with the one, there's nothing to follow up. When have to communicate. That is what the FIU was saying. Why we still had safety and fire in particular is because we were not to miss with the port on time for us to prepare for the situation. But that is what criminal is this case. Let's take the story that was presented by the ACCT. We will report out about that. And that will talk to the fire. Is the fact that we know one out of all. We sit there in the city of the system, the patient, but in that case, it includes another 5 cases we have, we're not related to the climate change. There is Julian Mani, Maratha Lang, Mantata, and two on point, and the Papa case. So we're still there yesterday, but they are not yet with us, so they are just for them to look to the climate change, we want them there. The issue of the housing protector, I was just giving progress from what was presented in the last SOP meeting in Global. We presented at length recommendations to recommendations on what we have done. If I do that 10 minutes, I will take another hour because I think it's going about 18 recommendations. Which were all arrived except the issues that were the issue of the taxes and the restructuring. That was the recovery of the money. And in terms of internal business, in terms of capacity and training, was done for the trade balance of the FIT that was used to allow in that training. I think I've explained the issue of the
That is the way that I said the dynamic is changing.
as perhaps as this one person, we can achieve something fantastic. But it is not called the national assembly. We have never been called by the national assembly ourselves to account for the social market.
Those are the petitions. And then the other issue, I think there is a misalignment, it's a problem. Why I don't have a lot of questions. And I would say the issue of procurement management, why I don't have all the marginal sites and the management. I think we should just take this and we just raise the response on the on our own page. What we were saying is that in terms of procurement management, apart from what the technology and the type of the problem, in terms of centralizing some of the services or business services, we ourselves have dealt with issues of financial management and strengthening of external control. That is the department's management plan. The issues around the policies, the issues around the rules, the issues around the constitution of the big agency economy. And this evaluation quality and the issue of accreditation of authority. The last question here, because some of them are within the terms. The last question was the delegation of authority is in line with the section 100 by the minister. In the last meeting of the same committee, this committee, the issue around the guarantee of all separate champions. And we were all saying that because there's not a whole classification for how our ministers and agencies working. And the government I'm referring to, that is to call delegations of authority, are the powers of the minister and the delegations of authority now during the session 100 intervention that has been transferred to the NEC during the intervention. After the intervention, everything goes back to the NEC. But it is the issues around the agenda of this major program, agenda of financial development constitution, and some responsibility of the shareholder and capabilities of the community. Those are the delegations that the minister has in order to clarify some of the criteria during the intervention of the Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's a half issue at the airport. Six half issue? There is an issue around the half. Let's count the number of tenants to this kind of problem. Then there is the people who are in space for the restaurant. That is not a half. The restaurant is just offered a certain hour. It also has leak as it is not special to the farm. It is an aggressive farm. The issues we have with the tenant is that she said that in terms of the argument, there was an issue that the rampart will be defended as the issue of profit sharing. That's where it realizes for the profit. The problem we have was that when we wanted her to sign the lease, that was due before us, we wanted her to sign the lease, and she was just based on the initial amount and the rental amount. Based on the refusal, it was also due to that she signed the space illegally. But that is the matter that is before court between the child and the woman then. It is purely legal issues, Honorable Jefferson. It is very little to do with the rate for where we are sitting. And we will believe that the council for us is there in terms of whether she can stay there and what is the matter in terms of the transaction which is made, or whether she needs to vacate if she is not to be any rent. Those are the issue around the executive lounge chairman. But there were issues, for example, there are issues that if she was to be given the argument, there are issues of security, Department of State, police, and corporate to ask is indeed the challenge, because the operating outside the normal operating out of the airport. So it might be to lay tent from the airspace area. That's so that there is no access to and from. The Robert is an international airport, and therefore an international border. Therefore, that it cannot unintentionally be used for the media and press into the kind. Those are the challenges that we have. And then, so these issues were therefore raised by the civil administration of policy. So we have a lot of roles there. If the court says she must remain, then we have to deal with issues around access. One month, it says, oh, there was an issue around the security officer have to be better. Like normal basic processes of the people within the area of town. So those are the issues. I have been given a history of my life and I have dealt with the majority of the issue. I think the majority of the issue is there for something to
complain. Okay, we need to do something for us. Three members of our team for just cost check in time, but I don't have to call time. I'm checking for only for the last question. This is what followed by another member. So he to him, then followed by our checkups. Please, colleagues, only follow us, not the university, followed by my woman, my teacher. Only follow us. Only follow our questions.
Also, the work that's supposed to be done at all.
thank you, Chair. Thank you for allowing me to just get clarity on one point. Yesterday, it was mentioned that the cabinet report indicated a recovery, a 6-month recovery period, and was announced on the 7th of August. The report that were in front of us indicates the 12th of August on page 21 and page 20. I think this is what I thought we just need to get maybe the correct technical of my saying.
Before I hit you, all right, let me give you an opportunity to respond, and then I want to comment something towards your response. Thank you.
The cabinet meeting was not a panel. The cabinet meeting was issued for the time. Now, wow, I didn't get the after the cabinet treatment of the time of one. So that I'm trying to say.
Instability. It's a bigger report where I mentioned the risk factor.
I have mentioned the issue of low morale. And some of those things are brought about. Again, I brought about the investigation of God, which we decided to translate the system about it. But the uncertainty is created by the issue of this time of existence. That is why we have said that in order to build that business, we need to build the institution. Where we, as we develop, at least the world says, life is not a viable option to go forward. Then with the issue around the institution that we will have served. But the RAS, because it also has been created, when we receive the reform, it may not necessarily be an issue of the following day. Because the students is to a due diligence in terms of what it will cost assets and abilities to something. So we are here, not here, but we are very seriously feeling the key position to the skills that it is as an American. That's one of the most important things around the key leadership position. And then we have indicated in the aspect that this will be contrasted to the institution and not the government position. And because they have not built professional terms of connection, we still have the relationship between whether we go the full 5 years or the full 4 years. But there is quite a lot of work that we do. And this does not apply to CAR. Not to CAR. CAR is to talk about this, which is the people that are not going to build CAR ahead. Now the responsibility of the board is very clear. In the absence of the board, the CEO becomes the advisor of policy, or any other person appointed by the shareholder as a controlling board. Ever, the minister wrote, I mean, indicated that she assumed accounting for goods that are very little in the economy to other goods and acquisition to me in particular time. So I normally would not want to say I am the board for the 2 months, but I am accounting for goods for that position. So that is a group one has been closed.
But before that, you know what I am. Please, that's why it means I start having to get those photos. If you report what must be the details, I'm getting something to add. Our truth is why I keep on having the issue of the airport. That is not a reset. And all speaking against that you people from the province don't respond when they ask you when they want to have people come and sit down to talk to you. Talk to these people. Why you are feeling to start to other people that you must not show. They mustn't be able to come for in particular to be able to have widened some of the responsibilities, all the correspondence they are right to you as the administrators. Please, that's my opinion. Therefore, outside the club, the issue which I'll face is what to the bridges. I'll ask them whether it depends to a bridge or used to use by cars. You also indicated that the bridge finished. That is debatable. Let me see, I'm such a correction. You can't say that the bridge is finished. At the same time, Iran is refusing to pay 12 million to also. And also, it is raised that there are tickets on the same bridge. It's not finished the issue of the defense. But then, I mean, also the outstanding one. And then also, with me, I went to Pete, which was taken last month. This is I'm talking to you. This one was taken last month. To me, yes, in between shows like this, each. But at the end, I don't think a difference should take to be in this moment. Because how can you report that? That's why everyone went there. You know, that's what we went there. But somebody reported to us. Listen, we said, okay, let's go there. I don't want to get self embarrassment in my chief to say, okay, the set difference is now finished, and then we demand to go there. But us as members, please, we can even go tomorrow. Only to know that, because if you already had, not me, you have identified defects, we're supposed to be repaired. But we are still reporting that it's legislation. And I'm citing example. So, let me see. What we have got there in this case, this is some of the issues we're supposed to discuss. Because that influences the oversight. And some of the officials don't tell us correctly. Don't he put a gloomy picture? Because when you arrive there, it will be different. And then lastly, the issue of grants and the things which you say about it. Whether it's a pub or not, us, we don't have a problem. Except if the things that we have, we are so quite so. Because there are a lot of allegations. Some allegations that said they want to take me out because they want to put this thing. They want to take me out. No. Put it black and white. Don't tell us the money. Make your coalition to be communicated to care so that you know. Because the even the issue of women from South Africa, once they can discover the way you treat her, sometimes we can be embarrassed. Because I don't think that she can just resist without the news. You never know the main activity. Go into this game, what was the cost? If it's an administration problem, yes, say so. So that the relevant people can be taken. That's why I was so sensitive about it. And how it was put to us. Because it seems that when women try to place their head, you push it back. If there is a second matter, keep a second mind. Don't tell me the matter. That's what we want. Make a follow up and get that. God can ask the question. Since, for how long you been with the coach was there? In a long time. But still you see coming. What is the man doing about this? To me, I'm very serious and gentle. We respect the constitution of this country. Women must be protected. But if there's something wrong, it must be corrected. These are some of the comments we have to do with you, but nevertheless, the aspects of the analogies we received, the analogy at last, again to him as well, I want to thank you all of you to make it possible that we have such a gather. And also this gather, do you please thank encourage the MPs or MPs in that national process. Because I gained something out of this. Some of these exercises, you can learn that where in the administration or wherever. So that both of us, if there's a thing which needs legislation, must be sent to us as soon as possible. I don't want to regret my 10th permit. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson Sivandi. Humble members, it was a long day. We engaged for 16 hours with this interaction between yesterday and today. 2021. Thank you for the Honourable Premier for his presentation, Mr. Kong, and the administrators accompanied by the relevant MECs and HMVs. It's very clear to us that there is a more positive attitude towards the intervention. If you match it up with what we experienced in March 2012, when we were there for the first time, and where we are now, we acknowledge the progress that was made, but there are also challenges that we must also bear in mind. As I said yesterday morning, about the sustainability of this intervention going forward after it has been done. It's going to be different. It's a reality. So what have we learned from this? What can we give to other provinces? Say, here's a model. Do you face it? We have to do more with less, using the words of the Minister of Finance, because we are in difficult financial times. You're going to hear it next week when the MTV is issued. It's a reality. So, the other thing on the airport in Kuala Lumpur, that the HUD and the leadership engaged with us. The airports company of South Africa. Don't carry a burden that's a financial burden for the budget of the province. For how long can you sustain it? We'll have to relook at that. The other airport is Woodspring. Look at the passengers going to Woodspring and the passengers going to Port Blair. What's the volume of passion? And you will have to look at your tourism plan if you want to make a greater success of the qualifying airport. So that's strategic issues that you will have to look at. Honourable members, thank you for the participation of the relevant committees jointly to engage the four forces. We appreciate that the report will be compiled and we will reconvene then and to take us forward. Those words are certainly, it's a big bite in the traffic that this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.